My name is Lawrence Faulkner. I'm 26 years old. I'm an actor from Dublin. I trained at the Gaiety School of Acting over in Temple Bar there. Did the 2-year full-time course and I finished up in 2013.
My name is Kate Gilmore. I'm a 21-year-old actor and writer of the A Picture of Us, a sort of musical. I trained at the Gaiety School of Acting.
We met Carl Shields because he was an ex-Gaiety student as well, and he also was my manifesto buddy. It's a class that we have in the Gaiety, yeah, with John Delaney, who John Delaney runs, kind of a make-your-own theatre kind of class. I think it's the best class in the whole, that the whole school has, and Carl Shields was my buddy, so that's how I buddied him, and kind of, and I'm now friends with him, yeah.
It's about a relationship, two young people in a relationship, and when you kind of are going on different paths, is love really enough to keep you together? Probably not. Maybe, though. Who knows?
We wrote it together by essentially, we kind of came up with a few little bits and bobs by ourselves and then we came together. But the main chunk of the writing was done actually downstairs in Lanigan's. We rented out a room there. Carl gave us a room down there in which we went down for a few hours one day. And we just kind of took the little bits of script that we had and we read them together. And then just put the phone on the table, pushed record and just blabbed out conversation in character afterwards. And then for huge periods of time, and then we took bits and pieces from that and then workshopped from there. And then it kind of came together quite quickly after that.
My character, Nora, is basically a woman who, if she's in anything at all, she's all in. And she can't really understand that when you're in a relationship and you're in love, how you could jeopardize that at all. And yeah, she's kind of gone through her life, like taking leads from other people. And her mother has told her what to do all her life. And now that she's in a relationship with Lennon, he's kind of guiding the relationship and she's always not the leader, basically.
My character is called Lennon. I suppose a lot of Lennon comes from inside my own head and I can affiliate a lot with Lennon. He's a more idealisticalised or idealistic version of myself. He kind of thinks, you know, you walk down the street, you catch eyes with strangers, you fall in love instantaneously, and that love is as meaningful as, say, you know, a lasting relationship or whatever. Like, you know, he sees love in everything in nature and the universe and wants to always act upon it in the most ideal fashion. Although he loves Nora and does truly love her, when he sees other girls in the street or when he sees a tree or something, you know what I mean? It's what's the difference in the love? And it's kind of an exploration of that.
The character, actually, of Nora wouldn't be too far away from my own mother. She is very, very soft and sensitive, which is an absolute tribute to her. But at the same time, when the world comes at you, it can be quite damaging because you're too open and you're too loving and you're too giving. And that doesn't always work in your favour.
I've been involved in writing before. The first thing I wrote was a thing called Self-Portrait, which was on at Smock Alley Theatre as part of the Collaborations Festival. And then I wrote another piece with a couple of friends of mine called Boys of Harcourt Street. And in it was Rex Ryan, Brendan O'Donoghue, Kieran Roach and Ian Towner also was involved with the writing and the original piece as well. But that went on at Smock Alley Theatre, just there, gone in June.
I'm from Artane in Dublin and my musical background is heavily influenced by my dad, Thomas Gilmore, who plays guitar and has listened to music and had me listening to music from a very early age. His influences would be mostly jazz, like Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin. And I haven't actually trained as a singer, but in the Gaiety School, we'd done voice classes with Helena Walsh and Cathal Quinn previously. And they're probably more important than singing classes just because they teach you how to use your voice and how to breathe.
In this play, we use a variety of musical instruments. What do we got? We've got a guitar first up and foremost. We have a cajon, which is like a drum box you sit on. You see the buskers on the street using them. We got a couple little bongos. We have a glockenspiel. We have a little sansula.
In the Gaiety School, we were taught radio by Roger Gregg, who produced a radio play with us called The Banshee's Comb, and he introduced us to all these instruments, sound effects for the very first time. So there was only one person really to go to and we wanted to put on a musical, and that was Roger Gregg, who brought us down to his little dungeon of musical treats and basically allowed us to use anything we wanted to, which was extremely generous of him. The idea was to underscore the whole production, really. Obviously, we couldn't do that in the end, but we have put them in as much as is humanly possible and they make beautiful sounds.
We have loads of bits and general bobs from making bits and general bobby kinds of sounds.
These are tubular bells in the key of A, F and C.
Yeah. This here is called a log drum.
This is a beautiful instrument called a glockenspiel, which most of us played with when we were kids, and makes this beautiful sound.
I'm from Ranelagh in Dublin. The primary school that I went to there is called Ranelagh Multi-Denominational School, and in there I started playing the piano. I can't remember exactly what age I was, but when I was like a teenager at some stage again, I started playing the guitar. I switched over because I started listening to guitar music, got mad into Guns N' Roses, and then from then on in, just kind of essentially, even now I essentially only listen to the likes of Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, The Doors, Pink Floyd, all these kind of fellas, like, and the Arctic Monkeys now will be the big modern band that influences me of today. But musically, yeah, essentially I still play a bit of piano, but mainly guitar. Cars is my obsession, played every day, like, love it. And I've never done a musical before, never particularly liked musicals or the idea of musicals, but then again, I've never given them the time of day. So it was kind of a weird thing to write one, but I don't think our musical is a musical per se. It's more of a play with tunes in it, you know, and it's kind of a difficult thing to describe. It's difficult to sum up. I'm not sure what it is, and I can never properly explain it to people.
It's a play with songs.
Yeah.
This is called a cabasa, but I call it a shaky thing, and it makes this sound.
In terms of straight drama, most of the stuff I would have done would be straight drama, I suppose. I'm only out of the Gaiety, as I said, just over a year. Like, the things that I would have been in would have been that I wrote myself, like Boys of Harcourt Street and this musical now. And then I just done Borsla Boy and the Gaiety. Again, they're all kind of straight plays and amazing experiences in their own way. But the musical is something completely different to those other plays. But yeah, wonderful in their own right.
I think being proactive as a young actor is very important, because there just isn't enough jobs out there really for all of us to fill. And even very, very talented actors are out of work. And so when you make your own work, you really are kind of, you're making it for yourself. And you never have to be out of work. Like, you never have to be out of work, because all you have to do is make your own show and put it on. And so many people are doing that now, like Genevieve Hume Beeman, who is in here doing a radio version of Pondling, and that has just gone on. She won the Stuart Parker Award, and it's gone on to be extremely successful for her, and that's in her back pocket now as her own show, you know, produced by Gunnar Nua, but she has written and performed in it, and it's her own, entirely hers, and she can do it whenever and wherever she wants. And that's the sort of thing that's really good about doing a show like this, because we could perform this in the street. You know,
Borsal Boy was my first foray into a big theatre, and I suppose it was the really cool thing. The thing that I took out of the most was getting to work with, you know, more experienced actors like Ron Leahy, Peter, and like the lads, like, you know what I mean, these actors that are fantastic, and it was just great to be in their proximity and listen to them, especially I found in the rehearsal room, listening to the types of questions that people would ask, and taking that stuff on board, I learned a huge deal from.
I've been involved in quite a few productions actually since I left the Gaiety, which is really, really lucky. I was in Breathless by John McKenna in Smock Alley Boys School with Ruth McCabe, Sinead O'Riordan, Donna Patrice in January. And that kind of tour, we went to the Mick Lally in Galway and the Everyman in Cork with it. And that was my first experience of a tour. And it was fab. Like, it was just really fun to put the same show on in a different space with a different audience every night. And then I was also in a show called Cornerstones by Barbara Guilfoyle, directed by Claire McGuire, in the boys' school as well.
The transition of a picture of us from stage to radio has been pretty smooth, I think. It's one of those weird pieces where it's kind of all in your head, you know what I mean? I think it's one of those things that in the theatre you could almost, even though the stage version was very visual, I think it's one of those things in which you could almost close your eyes and listen to, because the language is quite flowery, even though it's normal language and these two people are real people having real conversations, but it's got that kind of stylized shine off it. In audio form, it's the same kind of vibe, you know what I mean? It's something that can be listened to because just two people, and I think everybody can relate to them or knows them or is a part of them in them, like, you know what I mean? And it's the quintessential story of love. It's something that everyone can relate to, and I think it's a beautiful story to listen to. And then of course there's songs in it as well, which add to the listening factor.
The Cup Theatre Company was founded after we graduated from the Gaiety School of Acting. It was myself, Lawrence, Ashley Durrell, Clodagh Mooney Duggan and Terry Fitzgerald. It was originally a bigger company, but obviously people have gone on to do different work and you know, just make their own companies as well. But we've all kind of stuck together. We've produced the musical, The Wickedness of Oz, Gaslights and Stella Full of Storms. And to be honest, it's just so nice to have a company that we're involved in. We all know each other very, very well. And if any of us want to bounce ideas off each other or ask each other to direct or write or light or tech a show that we want, that we have this great idea that we have, we're all there for each other. It's actually gone on to be really successful as well, which is just an extra bonus. What I'm doing at the moment is Little Gem by Elaine Murphy. And it's directed by her as well. And it's with Anita Reeves and Hilda Fay. And it's just really an experience and educating to work with people like Anita Reeves and Hilda Fay, because they've had storybook careers, really, really successful and diverse. They've travelled with shows and they just know so, so much more than I do. And I feel like I'm kind of cheating when I work with people like that, because I'm getting all this info before I've even experienced it. And it's really great.